This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to episode number 180 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and that's my co-host,
Alex Figueroa.
And this month, you know, the last 5 months, me and Alex been in this boat in a river, and we've been going through the river of time. We finally hopped out that boat. It's time to start a new month and a new set of movies, and we are going to be, we are calling this month Cruising with Tom, because we're going to be watching five Tom Cruise movies. These will be all non-franchise movies, so you won't hear Jack Reacher here, you won't hear Mission Impossible here, but you'll be hearing some standalone films starring the one, the only, Tom Cruise. I love him, you love him, we all love him. So, Alex, I know already that this is a first-time watch for you, correct?
Yeah, I never seen this movie before, so this is the first time.
Yeah, I was a little surprised when you said you hadn't seen it. I have seen this movie many times. I do love it. It is from Steven Spielberg, who is, of course, my favorite director. So this was the first of their kind of sci-fi team-ups. And don't worry, we'll be reviewing the other one. But yeah, so this is from 2002, Minority Report. Let's go over some Rotten Tomato scores before we get into the review. So Minority Report, it looks pretty good. This, you know what, between this and Spider-Man 2, we watched some really quality films as far as reviews are concerned, because this is at a 90% critic score and an 80% audience score. So a very well-liked film as far as reviews are concerned, according to Rotten Tomatoes. So anything surprising there now that you've actually seen it? Not to me, but to you?
No, I think it's pretty dead on, to be really honest with you. And I know this was a TV show. I just saw it too. It says TV
show.
Tried
to, yeah, I think in like 2015, they tried to make it into a show. There was a video game for it too on Xbox. That was actually really fun. It was fun. I wouldn't say it was good, but it was fun. There's a difference. Like, this is not super deep gameplay, but I'm having a good time. You have the little guns with the little like that shoots out the sonic energy or whatever. So it was pretty fun. Okay, besides the point, we're going to be reviewing the movie. So, Alex, when I host, you get the lucky opportunity to go first. So, lead character, of course, played by Tom Cruise, John Anderton, not Anderson, Anderton is the lead character in this. Please, take it away.
Okay, so he was good. I liked his character. Now, his character was very, he had struggles within him. He lost his son. He was divorced. You find that out halfway towards the middle, towards the end, when he starts to do his running around. And it was very cyberpunk type game, futuristic, augmenting yourself and doing all that. And I liked it. I thought it was really good. His character is a very strong character. He was this head of this organization that could basically stop crime before it happens. That's what I got the gist of.
Like, pre-crime.
Pre-crime. Before it happens. I thought that whole situation was actually really good. I thought it was good. I was hooked on that point. I was like, the character was very fun. And then his, like, him with the villain, which we're going to talk about once he hits the villain, and Colin Farrell's character, they all worked well. I mean, Colin Farrell was a douche. But he was really good at being the douche.
He was like an FBI agent.
Yeah. And the cool thing about this movie that I think that gravitated to me was it was like a very noir type of sci-fi movie, right? Like a Remnant. Yeah. I hope I said the damn movie.
Reminiscence.
Right. Reminiscence. It reminded me a little bit of Reminiscence in the aspect of the it's not narrated by like how Hugh Jackman was narrating the story, but this was followed the Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise was just guiding you through this whole noir type story. So it felt kind of noirish. That could be me though. I mean, I can't wait to see what you think about it. But with that said, I gave Tom Cruise a 4.5. I thought he was really excellent. I don't think he was perfect for me. I know that you are really big on this movie. I think there's other movies within this month I think was better. He had a better role for that. But this one was actually really good. I gave it 4. I mean, 4.5 is like really big, but
I did give him the 5. Because I do like that he is a fully developed character.
Yeah.
You know, he is really good at his job. You don't want to commit a murder when this guy is, you know, like watching the screen and getting the little wooden balls and all that kind of stuff. Because he will get you, and he will figure out where you live, and he will figure out how to do it. He's a great cop, great at his job, and he's a good man. But he got some issues. Okay. And I love that they go into the backstory of why he has these issues. He's on drugs. You know what I mean? Why? Because his son died and he's feels at fault because he was there when he got kidnapped. Well, he doesn't die. He gets kidnapped. I'm sure he's dead, but they don't outright show him die. He loses his wife because he could not get past this, essentially. So he joins this unit to make sure something like that never happens again. Then it's a conspiracy. So yeah, this is a little bit of both, you know, a film noir kind of, you know, like Blade Runner is a film noir. And this has some elements of that as well, but very conspiracy movie. You know what I mean? Like someone's framing someone. And you don't know who's framing who and why. It is very, very well done. But I love him. The whole time I'm rooting for him, even with his problems, you know, like, okay, this guy's a druggie. But you still want him to, like, find out who's doing what and get to the bottom of everything. I think that's the key to a great lead character. So, yeah, I gave him a 5. 4.5 is also great. Okay, main villain. Now, this is the great Max von Sydow is playing him. He's Dr. Lamar Burgess is his name. What did you think?
I gave him a 4. He's excellent in the movie. I'm not saying he's not. He is really good in the movie. The fact is he's only in a few scenes. Yep. He's in the beginning and then he's at the end and a little bit in between, like actually in one scene in between when he's on the run, he calls him on the phone. Other than that, like he is really, really good. I figured him out within 45 minutes into the movie. I was like, wait a minute. When I saw the highlight again, I was like, I think this is the old bastard. I was like, because when they showed him in the room with Colin Farrell, I was like, okay, I kind of knew it was him. Like, he took the gun, and I was like, okay. But again, we've seen a lot of these type of movies, so you kind of know the clues. Sure. But it was pretty cool, because I really thought it was Colin Farrell until that scene developed. And I went, oh, boy, it was the old dude. Like, like his friend. Actually, his friend mentor, I guess. Right? It was his mentor?
Yeah, it was like someone that he really looked up to.
Yeah, he joined because of him. But yeah, look, he used it against him. His son dying and figured out how to use this machine and flip it around. And I thought it worked very well. He was good. Like, I would have given him a 5 if he was just a little bit more into the movie. Because he did everything that a villain does. Like, he set him up perfectly, used his weakness, and still, like, almost got away with it until Tom Cruise was like, no, you ain't getting away, bastard. And I liked it. I thought it was good. So, again, I gave him a 4 for main villain.
Yeah, I gave him a 4, too. You know, it's hard to give fives. Again, you got to really knock it out the park. And the performance he did, you know, Max von Sydow is great. But you're right. He's not in it a ton. He's in the beginning. He's a one scene in the, like, end of the second act, and then he's at the end. But he gets his hands dirty while he's there. He shoots my man Colin Farrell right in the chest. Once he puts it together, which I love that scene, by the way. I love when Colin Farrell starts to figure out, he's like, no, wait a second, this is an echo. And this is and he starts to know, and he's like new to the whole thing, which I love. I love his character, bro. I love Colin Farrell in this movie too. He's like really, really good. And this was before he was like, you know what though? Colin Farrell never blew up huge, huge, but this is when he was like still kind of newish on the scene. And he's really good. He shoots him and he also murdered that lady. So it's not like he's not killing, like he kills people. The actual character, you're right. The cover-up was good. The plan all makes sense, but he messed with the wrong guy who's really good at his job, and then he gets his wife involved. I love that scene where she's tying the tie, and it's like, well, look into this lady got drowned, and she stops tying it. She's like, I didn't say she got drowned. And I love the scene where he stands up, and he just moves the chair out of the way, and he's just, like, standing. It's very foreboding, you know, he's like, it's intimidating. He's trying to intimidate her. He's big, she's kind of small, and he's just standing there staring at her. Oh, it's so good. This movie, I got a lot of other stuff to say later, but I do agree with you. This is not like the greatest villain of all time. I'm not gonna give him a 5. It's a 4. He's solid. He serves the purpose. He's the puppet master pulling the strings, and then you find out who he is and why he's doing it, and then it's good. It's solid. You know, I don't really have complaints. But it's not perfect. All right. Now, here's where we might take a slight step back. So, action scenes.
Okay. This movie does not have much action at all. This is more story-based. But I gave it a 4. It did not hold up still. I'll be honest with you. It did not hold up at all, the scenes. But it delivered. I thought it was good when he was on the run. I was like, okay. I thought we were going to get, like, the Tom Cruise running. Like, he does, but we didn't get that. But I kind of like him fighting with the Jets. He fought his friends. pretty much that's what you get throughout the whole movie. I liked when he was in that floating car scene. I thought that was pretty cool. That's pretty much everything you got there, was just the floating car scene, him fighting the guys in the alleyway, him running through the building. Oh, and then him putting the eyes, and then he had to go in the tub of water. And
oh, the spiders from the spiders.
And they still found him, though, because he zapped the water. Yeah. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that was funny. Because the bubble comes up.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Yeah. So, with that said, I gave it 4 because I kind of enjoyed it with this story. I thought it fit this story. Now, if it was like other movies, I would have said a 3 for good. But I think for this type of story, I think it worked very well for me. So give it a 4.
This is going to be funny because I love this movie and I gave it the 3. I gave it the 3. Hardcore Nate. Hardcore Nate.
Very hardcore.
Listen, there's 2 action scenes in this movie.
Yeah.
They're both really good, though. So that's why I still gave it a 3. The scene with the jetpacks, I love. I still think it looks better than like some movies that come out now, because at least they had the sense to put people on wires and like make them fly around instead of just making them CGI. You know what I mean? They could have just made them CGI and they would have looked all rubbery and weird. But Steven Spielberg, being the director that he is, he's like, hey, look, we'll put these jetpacks. You're going to be on wires. It's real people floating in a space. So I love how it looks. The car scene, if you remember, we did a show a while back called Redo or Redon't. And I mentioned how the Total Recall remake car scenes pretty much ripped off the way the cars go in this movie. And now that you've seen this, I think you could agree. Like the whole, they're not really on wheels. I mean, there are cars that have hovering tires, but they're it's like magnetic. So they're on the road. They could go down the side of a building. They can, the way the cars look, very Total Recall copied off of it a lot. So that's why I didn't like that movie as much, because I'm like, well, Minority Report already did this and it's better. I do like that scene where he's jumping on the car, and then the other ones, it reminds me of a video game a little bit. And then the scene in the factory when he's fighting with the guys and they have those guns, the little vroom, and they wind it up. Yeah, that was cool.
That was cool.
And
yeah,
blast like energy at them, and then he gets built into the car. But I love the scene when he pops up. Like they're all walking down the thing. Yeah, concert like this. It's so funny. But like the slow pop up. Like I thought that chair crushed him, and he survived. Yeah. He's in the Lexus and he drives away. But that's it. And I know it sounded like I just said a lot, but in a 2-hour and 20-minute movie, it ain't a lot. It is well executed. This is Steven Spielberg we're talking about. So it's not like you're getting piece of crap action and a little bit. You're getting like really high quality, but not a lot in this particular movie. So I gave it the 3. You gave it a 4. Spoiler alert, that's definitely the lowest I'm giving this movie in any category. So, okay, storyline.
I'm giving it a 4 in story.
Ooh,
it's a very great, it's a great storyline. It's a very great storyline. Again, I never seen this movie, so it was a very mystery, like I said, mystery noir type of sci-fi movie. Mm-hmm. It was right up my alley, to be really honest. I enjoy these type of movies. I mean, I know we all with the gung-ho, you know, with the fighting and the martial arts and all this. Sometimes it's good to sit down and just watch a movie that you could just, a mystery unfolds. And I love when you start to play the who's this and who's that. I always love stuff like that. So with that said, excellent job to the writers that wrote this movie, which was Philip K. Dick.
Philip K. Dick wrote the original short story.
Yep. Yeah, he wrote it. I thought it was a great storyline. I thought it was good. And I could see this movie getting remade. That I will say now, again. Better technology and stuff, but I don't think they will do it. But with that said, I gave it a 4.
Yeah, I gave it a 5. I love it. It's so well written. Like the script is really good. I had a feeling you would like it because I remember you liked Shooter a lot. And this is the same kind of, I mean, it's in the ballpark, right? Because it's a guy, he gets set up by some people in power. He got to clear his name. You know, it's that conspiracy. That's more big, like military and government. This is a little more small scale because it's just the Washington, like police, the Washington, D.C. police. But it's still the same concept. But I just think it's so tight. There's no real holes in the movie. Plus, I like the whole thing with the twins. They had this ability to see the future. But everything is really well thought out. You know, like only all 3 of them have it. And the way they explain the echo, and they explain a lot of cool concepts in a way that you can follow the movie no problem. And then while the mystery is unfolding, it makes it easy to kind of keep up with what's going on. So, and also this is a reverse of some other movies. Like it's 2 hours and 25 minutes, but I feel like they filled the whole 2 hours and 25 minutes with details and plot. And I'm never bored anytime I watch this movie. I think the pacing is really good. Even the slower parts, they're explaining things you need to know. like the lady with the plants when he goes there and she's telling him what the Minority Report is and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, it's I love it. I think it's a great storyline. So yeah, I gave it a 5. You gave it a 4. All right. So overall.
Overall, I'm just going to continue going. It's a 4. It's a great film for me. Honestly, it's crazy. I mean, everything you said was right. It was very well paced. It was a fun movie to sit down and watch if you're into some like these murder mysteries, because this is what it was, pretty much a sci-fi murder mystery. Worked very well. I liked the beginning scene where he had to save the couples from getting killed, which they showed you how the thing worked. I thought it worked. I love their watch that they had.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty a Bulgari cool. watch, too.
Yeah, that was mad expensive. But yeah, that was pretty good. My favorite scene in the movie, you're going to be like, no way. You're going to be shocked. My favorite scene in the movie. My favorite scene in the movie is when he's getting his eyes get ripped out and the guy is explaining to him which way to go. And it's like, your right rope is going to the bathroom. Your left rope goes this
to
way.
The fridge.
Yeah, to the fridge. And then when he goes in the fridge, he eats the nasty sandwich with the nasty
the
milk.
Rotten sandwich.
Dude,
yeah,
so I disgusting. Was eating dinner at the same time and I said, this is gross. I was like, what are we doing?
Got maggots on it.
Oh, yeah.
Between that and the sick stick, which makes people projectile vomit, it's like pretty vomit stuff in this.
Yeah, it's a lot it's of freaky gross. Deaky vomiting. Yeah. But like that was my favorite scene because you could see like it was just cool. He had to use his senses until the timer came back and his eyes was different. I thought that was pretty cool. I like that augmenting stuff. So it makes it fun when the characters do that. I like the whole story with the kid. I thought it worked very well. With that overall, every character here fit their roles perfectly. This did not feel like a Steven Spielberg movie. I know he's your boy. I'm going to be honest with you. I know he's your boy. But I got to say, it did not. I would repeat, it did not feel like a Steven Spielberg directed this movie. Steven Spielberg does the stupid thing with the flares. That's the only thing I could go, okay, the flare. But other than that, I didn't. You could have just told me it was just Tom Cruise and figure out the director. I would be like, I don't know who the hell this is. I would be like, J.J. Abrams?
Yeah.
Because to be honest with you, I would have said J.J. Abrams first. But with that, I gave it a 4 for overall.
I kind of like that. I kind of like that this doesn't feel like a Steven Spielberg movie because it shows my man's got range and skills and talent.
My man.
Steven Spielberg is my guy. He's my guy. And this is another example why he's the greatest director of all time, in my opinion. This is not his best movie, and yet it's still a really awesome movie that I love. My overall is a 4.5. It's a 9 out of 10 for me. Always been, always probably will be. It's not a perfect movie. I save my tens for things I think are really, you know, kind of perfect as they are. It's not, because again, I'm scoring on an action perspective. Like if we're not factoring in action at all, that's still a 9. But yes, I love this movie. I love the look of it. I know we were talking off air before. It's not for everybody. It's not a beautiful looking movie, but yet it's a beautiful looking movie in some ways. You know what I mean? There is a certain beauty in that kind of dingy, really grainy film look that it has, very blown out whites, and it's a very stylistic, you know, movie. But you're right. This is not a typical Spielberg movie. And it's great. Tom Cruise is great in this. I think his acting is really good in this movie. Yeah. You know, people, I think Tom Cruise is a really, really good actor. I don't think he's an Oscar, you know, caliber actor, but he's really good at what he does. And I think he played this role great. He was in great shape. You know, he was looking fit. He had to be what, in his late 30s, I think, in this movie. So he was still
38,
he was still
39.
Pretty young. Yeah. So, you know, he was doing his thing. I love all the subplots. You know, what's always funny too about this movie is like, and I always love it because they're trying to chase him. He saw the murder happen, you know, like he's going to shoot this guy. And I love the buildup to him knowing he's going to do it and trying to figure out how he's not going to do it. And then when you finally get there, you're like, oh my gosh, he's still going to do it. Even though he knows he can just not, he can't. Like, he has to get to this place. He has to go see this person. And I love the inevitability of it all. Like, no matter what, you're going to go do this thing. And the people chasing him, no matter what, you're not going to catch him because he has to get to that hotel room with Leo Crow. And I love that whole aspect of it. So, yeah, it's a 4.5 for me. What is your total?
My total is a 20.5. It's a 20.5. Yeah.
20.5. Yeah. I'm at 21.5. So we're pretty close. 21.5, 20.5. Yeah. A great movie. I'm glad you finally got to watch it. Again, not for Spielberg. To me, it's like in his second tier, but his second tier is better than some other people's first tier for me. So it's just a great film. And it's a good mix of genres, right? You got a little bit of action, you got sci-fi, noir, you know, conspiracy, a murder mystery.
Yeah.
And the best part is it's a murder mystery where they stop, the murders don't even happen, right? Like,
Yeah.
They stopped them in advance.
Yeah.
So,
and the crazy thing is that so far we did two Steven Spielberg movies that I never seen between Duel, Minority Report,
which
and
awesome.
Those two movies did not feel like a Steven Spielberg movie. Like, if you would have told me Duel, I would have been like, okay, this is look like some generic 70s director did this movie. And then this Minority, like I said, I think J.J. Abrams directed this movie. It felt like it. But it's not. It was very well put together. I would like to own it. I just found out that Disney owns the rights to Minority Report. So you're not getting a 4K.
I have the Blu-ray and I'm not going to get rid of it probably ever. I'll probably just keep the Blu-ray because I don't even get one. But and then, of course, the other aspect I forgot to mention that I love is the whole morality of the movie. Like, right, these guys are arresting people who technically didn't do anything yet. You know what I mean? Like, they are arresting them and putting them in this thing, and they didn't commit the crime, you know, these things said they were going to. And I love how he explains it with the ball, where he throws the ball down the thing. Colin Farrell catches it. He's like, well, why'd you catch it? It's like, because it was going to fall. It's like, but it didn't fall. You caught it. Just because you caught it doesn't mean it wasn't going to happen. And Colin Farrell's like, trying to be tricky. I love that whole scene. It's fantastic. But anyway, that's Minority Report. Now, next week, we're doing another. Oh, this is pretty good. I don't know how this happened. This is my bad. But we're doing another Steven Spielberg, Tom Cruise team up. The other of their sci-fi movies. We're doing War of the Worlds, which is, of course, from 2005. And fun fact, a movie I saw right after my graduation. I graduated high school, went to see this at the theater right after. So a big summer blockbuster movie. And of course, Spider-Man 3, the most talked about, gotta be the most talked about Spider-Man movie at this point. I mean, more debates than any other Spider-Man movie for sure about Spider-Man 3. So next week, you're gonna get Spider-Man 3, you're gonna get War of the Worlds, and we're going to tell you what we think about
them. Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen War. I mean, I brought the 4K. So it's, when that came out, that's when I saw it. When they
have it on 4K and I've not put it in yet. Oh, and from what I remember, that one has a very stylized look too. So I'm interested to see how it looks.
You might like it. You're going to be like, you know what? I kind of enjoy that one. I remember it looked pretty good.
Movie.
Yeah. Sucio. I remember I that was the only movie I was to say right now as a little quickie. I hated the ending. That's all I will say. I hated the ending. Well, I'll tell you why next week. Okay. Other than that, you guys want to follow us on our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. And Action Movie Guys, head over to youtube.com/geeksandflicks for a video version of the podcast, or head over to our official website at www.geeksandflicks.com, where you have all the podcasts at your disposal from video to audio. Video versions are still catching up, so those are dropping weekly on the YouTube channel for your enjoyment. Other than that, that is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.